Two Ford executives swap positions. A new study shows how cheaper gas is allowing U.S. drivers to travel more. And GMC plans to make the brand even more upscale. All that and more on Autoline Daily.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
This is Autoline Daily for November 7th, 2014. Ford announced today that its global marketing chief, Jim Farley, will swap positions with Stephen Odell, who is currently the head of Ford of Europe. Rumors of the move have been around for months. Here's our Autoline insight. Ford of Europe's turnaround has been stalled out with no sign of getting better. The company continues to lose money there, so it was time for an executive change. But this is a curious move. About 5 years ago, Farley was given the operations to run in Canada, Mexico, and South America. But the company took away that assignment in less than a year. For a marketing officer to take over a floundering operation as big as Ford of Europe is a highly unusual move. This assignment could make or break Jim Farley's career at Ford. And in other Ford news, the other day we showed you a supercharger kit the automaker will have for the 2015 Mustang. But that's not all it's doing for the pony car. It just showed off this King Cobra at the SEMA show that not only had that supercharger kit, but other parts like heavy-duty half shafts, a suspension lowering kit, and a handful of other engine performance upgrades. But this just wasn't a show car. Any customer could make their own King Cobra with parts that are available through Ford's Racing Parts Catalog. Where is the best place to shop for used cars? Well, the folks at Autotrader.com say a lot of buyers are now looking at the Certified Pre-Owned or CPO option. The website just revealed the results from its fourth annual CPO survey, saying that more customers than ever before are familiar with these manufacturer-backed programs. In fact, 75% of new car shoppers and almost half of those looking used were aware of this avenue. And for those who actually bought a certified pre-owned car or truck, three of AutoTrader's top conclusions were that these shoppers were willing to pay a little more for a CPO vehicle, that three-quarters of them were both satisfied and loyal to the brand they bought, and finally, that almost 50% of them would use that CPO purchase as a gateway to buying a new car from that very same brand. This just hits the high points. AutoTrader has a lot more CPO and consumer attitude information in its survey. For more results and conclusions, just click the link in today's show notes. Recently, we reported that automakers are concerned about falling gas prices because it will be harder to meet CAFE and ZEV mandates. But a new report from Bank of America Merrill Lynch says it's helping consumers to travel more. The study says U.S. drivers can now drive an extra 1,700 miles for the same cost as a year ago. That's based on current average gas price, which is $2.96. And now, thanks to an improving economy, more people are driving again. But here's our Autoline insight. This likely means accidents and fatalities will rise. When traffic deaths fell the last several years, that had a lot to do with fewer people driving because of the recession. Safety advocates claim victory, but now that the economy is improved and it's cheaper to drive, accidents will likely rise. And those same advocates will probably claim the auto industry needs to do more to improve safety. So what can General Motors do with the goop that it cleans out of its new Corvette adhesive machine and those leftover Volt battery covers? Make artificial bat homes, of course. Well, that's what the automaker is doing with the difficult-to-recycle materials. The adhesive can be used as a stalactite in artificial bat caves and shows promise as a remedy for a deadly bat fungus. The battery covers are being made into bat and other specialty birdhouses by local youth organizations. You know, these are pretty cool ways to help contribute to the overall health of our environment. A Yukon Denali can set you back over 70 grand, but GMC believes the brand has even more upscale potential. We'll have more on that right after this.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
On Autoline this week, the topic is all about Buick and GMC. That's because our guest is Duncan Aldred, the VP of Sales, Service, and Marketing at those brands. In the following clip, Duncan shares how the company plans to make GMC more upscale.
So it's one that we've decided we're going to invest in more heavily, whether it be in advertising or bringing our story to more people. So we're working on a campaign that we'll launch next year, which will tell the story, tell the GMC story, position it very much as this premium brand, this precision engineered brand, and really create it as a more aspirational. I think it's already there. It's already positioned above mainstream. But I think, with some more intensive effort, let's say, in our communication and brand strategy, and again, consistency, leveraging the professional grade, we can really take that on, both and grow volume and the Denali mix. So we're looking at that. That's in process. Very excited. We're obviously looking at several routes at the moment. And the brief was basically give us something as good as the Buick campaign, which is quite a cross to bear for the agency, because as I say, that's been an exceptional one. But that's the standard, and that's what we've got to do. And then at the same time, and longer term, we're looking at product, and where might the portfolio develop to? Where are any developing segments in the market where we really want GMC to play, and there's a big opportunity? So I have to say, it's a super exciting time for Buick and GMC. And GMC, we just got really big plans, which is already fun, but I can't but wait to see these unfold and develop. Very pleased to be leading them.
If you want to learn more about GM's plan to grow sales at Buick and GMC, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.